Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
Now, see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, in his trial against himself, Justice of the Peace Lum Edwards adjourned court and asked for a change of venue. It seemed that the evidence against him was getting a little too damaging, and Lum felt that he would have a better chance before a judge who knew less about the case. So Lum has written to Judge Booker at the county seat asking for a trial there. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Mousy in the Jot 'em Down store. Abner's gone out for lunch. Lum seems to be making some kind of a speech. Listen.
And look, gentlemen of the jury, look at these gnarled old hands, calloused by years of honest toil. Do they look like the hands of a feller that could even think of robbing his beloved partner? I ask you, gentlemen. You feel like crying yet, Mousy?
No, sir, I don't believe I do, Lum.
Well, I don't believe you're trying. Now, concentrate.
Yes, sir.
And look at these gray hairs, gentlemen. Look at these gray hairs which covers the honest old head, which has for many years been a familiar figure in the peaceful community of Pine Ridge. All is admired for his upright living and doing good for others. I ask you, gentlemen of the jury, should these revered gray hairs be hid behind iron bars just because of a misunderstanding? I can't go on, gentlemen.
For goodness sake.
Huh?
What in the world are you doing, Long?
Oh, I never heard you coming in, Abner. Just practicing up my plea to the jury when I go into the county seat for my trial.
Oh.
I don't believe I can cry at all today, Lum. I've been trying, honest, I have.
Well, never mind, Mousy. You ain't going to be on the jury no way, so it don't matter.
Well, I tried, Lum, but, well, me and Gus here are just so happy since we got married. She's so proud that I have a job at your store. Well, I just don't like crying.
Well, just forget about it.
You see, Gus is just like a mother to me, and I'm so happy.
Never mind, Mousy. I don't care whether you cry or not. Just forget about it.
No, Mousy, you better go make a deal, Evers.
Yes, sir. Well, while I'm driving around, Lum, I'll try to think of something that'll make me sad. But, well, Gus is just so wonderful. She's just like a mother to
me. You already said that. Hurry up and get out.
Yes, sir.
Grannies, are we going to have to keep him around the store all the time?
Well, I hired him while I was trying to run the store by myself, Lum, and he's sort of getting on to things. He tries awful hard to do everything you tell him just right.
It's his trouble. He tries too hard. I just asked him if my jury speech made him feel like crying, so now he thinks he's got to cry about something.
Yeah, yeah.
Grannies, he gets on my nerves.
What are you practicing up jury speeches for? Are you going to defend yourself at the trial there at the county seat?
Of course I am. This case is getting too serious to trust anybody else to handle it.
Tis, huh?
Since Cedric messed everything up by bringing that paper I signed right into court the other day, everybody knows there's some awful damaging evidence against me.
Yeah, you're right, Lum. Cedric ought never to have done that.
Well, of course I know he thought he was doing the right thing, but he's made it awful bad for me.
Oh, yeah.
Fact is, I don't know whether I'm getting a change of Venice and taking my case to another court's going to help me after all.
Well, you knowed you was going to get convicted in your own Justice of the Peace Court, Lum. At least you still got a chance of getting free in somebody else's court.
Yeah, but it's an awful slim chance, Abner. I've been reading in some of these law books we got in the library, and be honest, it just don't look good for me.
Well, now, I know you better figure out a good case for yourself now before you go into the county seat. When's your trial going to be?
I don't know yet. I read Judge Barker all the details of the case a couple of days ago, so I ought to hear from him today or tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
But it don't make no difference when it is. The facts of the case still shows I'm guilty of breaking in a store that belonged to you at the time. So I got to take the consequence.
Yeah, well, get out them law books again, Lum. Let's see what we can figure out here. My doggies, I ain't going to stand back and see my partner get sent to the penitentiary for nothing. Go ahead, get out them books.
Got them right here.
Oh, well, that's it.
And there's a case in one of them sounds quite a bit like mine. We'll find it here.
Yeah, fine. We'll figure out something. Now, don't worry, Lum. Don't worry now. We'll figure it out.
Here, this is the one. It's under burglary. breaking and entering. In the case of the state of Illinois versus E. Fenwick Hibbing, 1917, X42J21, the evidence...
Well, I do know so. That's what become of him.
Become of who?
Old man Higgins' boy. And here his mama thought all the time he's up there on a wheat farm in North Dakota. Instead of that, he's burgling down there in Illinois.
Well, wait a minute, Abner. This ain't what you
Well,
thinking.
We mustn't tell his mama now, Lum. It'd just break her poor heart. She just thinks a world and all of that boy.
Abner, his name was Francis, and the one in the book here is Fenwick.
Oh, give a different name, huh? Well, good for him. He more likely done that just to spare his mama. I believe underneath it all, Lum, he's still a good boy. Facts is, the reason he went up to North Dakota to work there in the first place was to earn enough money to help his mama.
For goodness sake.
Reckon he couldn't make the money fast enough on the farm, so he just went down to Illinois there and taken up robbing. Does it say what he robbed?
It was a bank, but this is different.
Oh, it's a bank. He oughtn't to have did it. I wish he'd have come to us first.
Listen, Abner, the book ain't talking about Francis. In the first place, this robbery taking place in 1917.
1917? Why, little Francis weren't over 2 or 3 year old then, Lum. That don't seem possible. A 3-year-old young'un doing such a thing as that.
Well, it ain't possible. Besides, this fellow was also charged with manslaughter on account it was a bank teller accidental killed.
Oh, my goodness. Are they accusing little Francis of that, too?
Of course not. He weren't anywhere near there. This was a different feller altogether.
Man, I'm glad to hear that. Hate to see a 3-year-old young'un sent up for doing such as that. Reckon who could have did it? Snake Hogan's mean enough, but I don't think he's ever been up to Illinois.
Abner, I just read you this to show you what was going to happen to me. I'm the one I'm worried about.
You? Well, you never... Wait a minute. I told you that's right, ain't it? You was in Illinois once. And it were in 1917, too.
Huh?
I recollect it. You went up there to visit your uncle, Lum. I doggies, we got to keep this quiet.
Keep it quiet?
Why, sure. If this ever comes up at your trial at the county seat, why, you'll lose a case short of the world.
Well, Abner, I never done that bank robbery, that manslaughter.
I know
that's what
you never, Lum. I know you wouldn't do such a thing as that, but you was there. You know how folks get to talking, spreading rumors around. Was you in the bank any time that you was in Illinois?
I reckon I was, but
yeah,
I...
see there? Somebody might have saw you go in there. You never can tell.
Yeah, might have, mightn't
they? Why, sure. Then they'll tell somebody, and then that somebody will tell somebody else, and, well, that's the way things get started.
Oh, my goodness.
Just a misunderstanding. Well, facts, your whole trial is just a misunderstanding twixt me and you.
Granny's, that's right, ain't it?
Why, sure, Ted.
And we're friends, too.
Why, sure.
You know, Abner, I'm liable to be a victim of circumstance evidence. That's just what I'm liable to be.
Oh, my goodness, this thing's getting serious, Lum.
What do you think we ought to do?
I don't know, I don't. Read some more in the book there. Maybe it tells how to get out of such a
Yeah, let's see. Here we are. Evidence which was brought out in this trial definitely proved that the charge of manslaughter... Let me take a footnote here. It says... Compare this case with the following... Norwich versus Monette, Holridge versus East Ridgeway, and Bowerbank versus East... Oh, my goodness.
What's the matter, Lum?
Oh, my... Listen. Bowerbank versus East Edwards.
I knowed it. I knowed somebody seen you go in there.
Goodness, that can't be me, Abner. This must be some other Edwards.
Yeah, but who'll ever believe it? Give me that book, Lum. Here, we got to get rid of that thing before Judge Parker. Somebody seizes her up. Give it to me.
Ain't no use, Abner. Judge Parker and every lawyer in the county's got the same book.
How do you know?
Why, you saw them judges' office just jammed full of these same kind of books.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw them 1,000 or 100 times. And I know Judge Parker's been sitting there in his office reading up on this case. And he'll see that thing sure as a world.
Oh, my God.
He'll think I'm a hardened criminal, and I won't have a chance to win my case.
Why, no. Well, what do we do, Lum?
Granny's here liable to open up that old manslaughter case and try me for that, too.
I wish you'd never made that trip up there to Illinois. Wait a minute. There comes Cedric up out there.
Don't mention nothing to him about that trouble I'm in up there in Illinois.
Oh, no.
He'll blab it all over town.
Yeah, I won't mention it at all. Wait a minute. Well, howdy, Cedric. Come on in.
Abner. Got a letter here for Mr. Lum.
For Lum?
Who's it from, Cedric?
I don't know. Says something about Judge Parker up there in the corner there.
Uh-oh.
Mr. Dick Huddleston said it must be something important.
I granted I don't want to see it.
Well, you better read it, Lum.
Setting a date for the trial's what it is.
Well, here, I'll read it.
Bet you're pretty glad to get out of jail, ain't you, Mr. Lum?
Don't talk about jail around me, Cedric.
Mr. Lum Edwards, Justice of the Peace, Pine Ridge, Arkansas. Dear Mr. Edwards, in answer to your letter regarding the charge against you for burglary, I do not feel that this case should be tried in my circuit court.
Oh, my goodness. Must have heard about that Illinois business.
Huh?
All right, grannies, I'll bet they're aiming on taking it right straight to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. Here's some more, Lum. Furthermore, in view of the circumstances, I find no basis for a trial and advise that the case be dropped. Yours truly, Judge Parker. Oh, my goodness, grab him there, Cedric. I think he's having another one of his sinking spells.